We're ready to look at lesson number 4. And Mr. Riggs is going to be bringing us a lesson on the actual course book. So turn to tab number 4. I'm going to be very brief in the introduction to follow up. And Mr. Riggs is going to slip out as soon as he gets through at about 11:45 to get to his plane to go home to his lovely wife. And I'm going to slip away at 3 o'clock this afternoon myself. I haven't been home in 2 weeks. I can't wait. I used to be away 3, 4, 5 weeks. Now I try to go one. I'm getting too old for this. And my son last night, I called home to check in. And my son's 15, our son, 15 and a half, just got his permit about a month ago. And I tell you, I've had more angina attacks in the last month. I sit there, we've got an old Volvo, this old, old Volvo, built like a tank. And I sit in the passenger seat with my hand on the emergency brake. And I just break out in cold sweats. And he says, Dad, we've been going 10 minutes. And he says, look, this is great. How much longer can I go? I said, son, I can't handle it anymore. But he's improved a lot. And yesterday, a lady who's a neighbor of ours stopped and said something to him and was turning, going down in a big, huge custom maxi van down a hill, a driveway. And she opened a door to say something and fell out. She fell out. And her van is shooting down the hill, jumping our concrete wall, which is a 6-foot drop, onto another house. And my son ran, my little boy ran and jumped in the van, slammed on the brakes, and here's this van teetering over this house. But he stopped it, so I'm going home to a hero. Follow up. Page number 61, third paragraph, is a definition of follow up. Together, please. Follow up has been defined as the process of giving continued attention to a new Christian until the person is integrated into the church, discovers his, her place of service, develops his, her full potential for Jesus Christ, and helps to build Christ's church. Circle process. Process. And above the word process, put the word work. Work. How many of you here are parents? Your parents. Okay? How many of you had parents? How many of you here are mothers? Question, was all the work over when the baby arrived? No, it was just starting. Because you have to give continued attention. Charlie Riggs is my spiritual father. He discipled me for years, weekly. But he never lets go. One thing I didn't tell you about Charlie, in all those years, he only one time personally got on to me. One time. All the rest of the time, he'd just say, Tom, he'd stroke his chin. I knew I was in trouble, that chin. Tom, I'd like to share a passage with you. And I'm going, no. Because every time he did that, I knew he would never say, you've been doing things wrong, or you've been extreme in this area, you're talking too much, or you've hurt people's feelings. He just always let God eat me up, you know, just chew me alive. Just continued attention. He'll still call me and say, Tom, I've got a passage. I'm going, please, God. But this lasts forever. It never stops. Continued attention. I'm so grateful for it as I die underneath it. Needs of a new Christian. Page 63. There are a lot of needs. We've listed only 3. They need to be fed together, please. Like newborn babes yearn for the pure milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. We want to feed them the pure milk of the Word. Charlie will start us on our first little lesson in a few minutes. We need to protect them. 1 Peter 5:8, together. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The word as, in other translation, it's the word like. And it means that the devil is not a roaring lion for the believer. He is what? As, but new Christians don't know that. They don't know that they can put on the whole armor of God and be protected. So we have to feed them, protect them, and train them that they can put on the armor of God. Now, he looks like a lion. He roars like a lion. He pounces like a lion. He smells like a lion. But his fangs and teeth were pulled at the cross. Now, you might think he's gumming you to death, but he cannot pierce the armor of God. So we need to feed, protect, and what? Train. And this is what our session now is all about. Train. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, So walk ye in Him. Lesson 22, walking in Christ. So walk ye in Him, being established in Him, being rooted in Him, and letting those roots sink down deeply so when the winds of life blow, you're not toppled. The taproot in Christ is there. And that's our job with the new believers, to train them so they can be established in the faith with a taproot. Now, if you will, turn on over to tab number 5. Welcome to the Discovery Leaders Training Guide. And this training guide is all about small groups. And when you leave today, we're going to give you the New Beginnings course with the video. And quickly now, Terry and I are going to show you just a couple of minutes of the video. It's 15 minutes long, but just a couple of minutes. So you'll see a little bit of the salvation video. And then we'll let Mr. Riggs share with us in lesson 1 of 30 Discipleship Exercises.
My name is Athlyn Chuk. I'm 31 years old, and I've been a believer for 6 years.
I am James Martin. I've been a Christian for 33 years, and I am the senior pastor at Mount Olivet Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. And this is my wife, Lynetta, and she's been a Christian over 20 years.
My name is Courtney Reynolds. I'm 16 years old, and I've been a Christian for about 13 years.
My name is Jamin Giffen. I am 17 years old, and I've been a Christian for about 6 months.
My name is Rod Taylor. I'm the youth pastor at Central Bible Church, and I've been a Christian for 16 years.
My name is Georgine Rice. I work for KPDQ Radio in Portland, Oregon, and I've been a Christian since I was 7 years old.
We are Randy and Cindy Martin. I have been a Christian for 21 years, and my wife Cindy has been a Christian for 9 years.
And I'm Tom Phillips with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And together with Mr. Graham, I'll be helping to explain what it really means to be a Christian.
Turn from your sins. Change your way of life. Repent, which means change. Receive Him by faith into your heart. I'm going to ask you to come and stand in front of this platform and say, by coming, I do open my heart to Christ. I want to lead a new life. I want His help.
Life before I became a Christian was pretty desperate. At 21, a big turning point for me was when I became pregnant and chose to have an abortion. And at that point, a black cloud followed me from 21 till 26. When the Holy Spirit indwelled me, that day I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in June of 1987, there was a change. And that perfect peace deep in my soul never has changed since.
I was about 12. And my mom and dad were both believers. I know I remember one Sunday morning that I asked the Lord to come into my life. Matter of fact, my mom and dad led me to Christ. I just knew that the Lord came into my life at that age.
I grew up in a home with an alcoholic mom, and I realized that life was really a struggle for me, a lot of pain, especially through my junior high years. And I can remember my freshman year of high school wanting to just do anything to get rid of the pain. And at that time, I happened to go up to a camp and hear about Jesus Christ. I saw 300 high school students loving each other in a way that I'd never understood before. And I knew I needed what they had in their life. And the guy told me that that was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so it was at that point when I accepted Christ into my life.
I became a Christian when I was 7 years old at a vacation Bible school. And at that time, you can imagine a 7-year-old doesn't understand everything there is to know about the gospel and the Bible. But I recognized at that point in my life as a black girl growing up in a predominantly white neighborhood that I needed help in order to cope with some of the pressures that I was feeling at that time. And I can remember specifically, as young as I was, when I raised my hand in vacation Bible school and invited Christ to come and be the Lord of my life, that He took me seriously. And my life has been kind of an adventure from that point to this.
When you become a Christian, that means you're a follower of Jesus Christ. You'll find people all around you who are following other ideologies or other philosophies or even other religions. But Jesus Christ is totally different. You're following a person who is filled with love and who loved us and who wants to help us in our daily lives. And he brings peace to your life in a new way. In other words, when you have Christ, you have peace with God. And that was brought about by what he did on the cross. When he died on the cross, he brought man and God together. He reconciled us to God. We had been separated because of our sins. But now we are reconciled to God. And God lives in our hearts. So you don't have to live the Christian life alone. You have the Holy Spirit who was given to you the moment you received Christ as Savior. And he's there to help you to live the Christian life.
Format of the video, I wish we had time to show all 15 minutes. But we are using real-life testimonies of Mr. Graham explaining. And by the time you get through the 15 minutes, it is clear what salvation is. And it really gives you a lot of springboard then for the discussion. Now, Mr. Riggs is going to come up at this time and lead us in the discussion. So take out your 30 Discipleship Exercises book. And from pages 70 on is information about how to lead a small group Bible study. And normally what you're going to do is take an hour sharing, which is the video for 10 or 15 minutes, discussion for about 40, giving the home assignment and closing out for about 10 or 15 minutes. One point I'd like to make before Mr. Riggs begins, and this is all in your book. In a small group, the Bible is the central focus. The leader is there, yes. The leader is not an orator. The leader is not an authority. The leader is not even a person who necessarily has the gift of teaching. They're there to ask questions and keep the group discussion flowing as you study the Bible. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, and all, including the leader, learn from him. The leader and the group each look into the Word and they share with each other. And the leader talks less than 20% of the time because it's supposed to be spontaneous discussion. So each group member then applies that in their daily life, brings it back, and shares it with others. A small group is different than lecturing. So you can be a leader if you don't have the gift of teaching. God can use you. And now Mr. Riggs is actually going to guide us through one of the studies, the one on salvation. We wanted to model a little bit of what you would do by showing a little bit of salvation, and then Mr. Riggs guiding us through it.